The Vietnam War, it's over. Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Forever. That's what he said.
You don't know what he did to me. You don't know.
He was so charming. So slick.
Forever. That's what he said.
Do you know the last thing a woman wants to hear about her man is that he's cheating on her?
Every time a black woman gets mad, she's a stereotype. Sick and tired of hearing that.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect. And you're now tuned into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are doing our first rewatchable. And no, this was not recommended by the fans. This was something in-house. We're rewatching and reviewing. What is it called again?
Acrimony.
Yeah. It was so bad I forgot it.
Oh my God.
We're ruining Acrimony, the Taraji P. Henson starring film, directed, written, and produced by Tyler Perry. And joining us on this conversation, I say us because I'm talking to the audience, but us in this room as well, is Black Korean Podcast. How y'all doing?
Korea. Hey,
everybody, everybody.
We got what Tiffany, Andy, Shelton, KP, and Dr. Lovejoy in the building.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. We need to do this correctly. First off, we got my mans. We got to start it off by Black Korean.
It's your host. My name is Andy. What's going on?
Your boy Shelton J.
It's your boy KP.
Your favorite Korean girl, Tiffany.
Hey guys, it's Dr. Lovejoy.
Hey.
There we go.
Now it's a collaboration. Now we're cooking. When did y'all watch this? Or was it scattered?
I just watched it yesterday.
I watched it this morning. I was furious all day.
I watched it when it came out.
When was that? Like
2018.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just watched it earlier today too. But I knew about it beforehand because I knew it was like rated as one of Taraji's worst movies.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was. Like a lot of people when it came out, they were saying this is shitball. It only was saved. They only went to go see it because people like Taraji. They like to support her films, right. Which ain't nothing wrong with that. Right. But as far as the quality of the film, it wasn't getting that rave reviews. So I went in with low expectations.
She was really hot at that time too.
Yeah, she was.
When did the movie actually come out?
2018.
So was that
18?
Okay, so yeah, she's still riding high off of Empire and all the other stuff. So it wasn't. Or I thought it was earlier than that, like right when Empire started to break off. But so I'm watching it and I'm looking at it and yeah, it was a struggle for me to get through it. Like
really? it was for me too, to be honest with you. Because I think maybe it was because of the expectation. Because I just thought it was going to be this crazy-ass film. But I was watching. I mean, it was good, but I was just like, it's all right.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot crazier than it was. It didn't really get crazy until the end when Taraji over there dancing like a witch doctor and some old shit.
Yeah,
That's when I was like, I cut this movie off like three times. Because I was just like, I can't believe we really going through this shit. But yeah, I want to hear y'all thoughts. I'm shitting on it, so I'm going to just pass it to somebody else who may have liked it.
Well, don't look at me. Don't start with me.
I thought it was a pretty good film. I thought that the storyline was good. I thought that it flowed pretty good to me.
All right, talk about the storyline just for the people who haven't seen it yet.
So if you're lucky enough not to have watched this film.
I actually liked this movie. I really did.
We're going to have a conversation about Tyler Perry. And that may be another episode on itself, but
who is a legend, by the way.
He's a legend.
And amazing.
But he's a legend for shitting on black men. But we're going to get to that later.
OMG.
But
okay.
The movie itself is about Taraji. Like, we get introduced to Taraji's character in a courtroom, and she's got this stank face on. Like, somebody, you think it's, like, she's the victim of this thing because she's pissed off. And you don't even see anybody else on the other side that's going against her, but you just can tell how angry she is at that the opposition. So then she's in her therapy session because the court ordered her, like, unless you go to therapy, you're going to go to jail. So obviously she went to therapy. And the therapist is asking, like, what happened? How did we get here? So then she does a whole flashback, and that's where we start off in the film, really. It's like her in her college days. She meets a black man. They obviously bumped at each other in the rain. Mm-hmm.
Paper switch up.
It's cute, but her narration is like shitting on this whole moment
because
like,
she's pissed off.
So, but I'm just saying, like,
she's upset.
How can you say it really is a cute moment if somebody's telling you, "Oh, nah, this nigga ain't shit from the jump"?
No, she's just explaining herself how she's just so distraught.
She didn't feel like that from the jump.
At the same time, when she was explaining how he actually popped up in front of her dorm room, she's like, "I was so pissed off that my paper got ruined. I didn't realize how handsome this guy was. He was dark. He was sexy. He was hot." That's how she said it.
To her, he was that, but she later found out he was a bum. He was a
he was somewhat manipulative.
He was an aspiring college student with a dream.
To me, he was more complex because part of him was a dream chaser.
Yes,
but part of him was like this. He was good guy.
He's the most simplest man. In this film.
Oh, he was so complex.
He was not complex at all.
He really wasn't. Yeah, no, he was simple.
He was simple because he was himself throughout the entire film, I felt.
Exactly.
Like
he did not change. He only got older. Like, he only became an older black man. He didn't change himself as far as his personality, as far as how...
Part of it's kind of real, though. Like, in college, I mean, he was aspiring to do great things in college. And he had hoes. That's what that was.
He didn't have hoes
when he was in college.
He had one side piece that,
and she wasn't even a side piece. He was just,
What was it?
He just messed around. He was just bumping uglies one time.
He was doing his thing. That's the life of a college student.
I don't know that it happened multiple times.
Well, I
think it was just one time.
Let's go with the summary of it though.
So she meets the guy in college. They continue. He gradually wins her affection. And then you see their relationship blossom. Mm-hmm. Her sisters from the jump did not like this dude. They thought he was a bum off rip and that he was an ain't shit nigga, to be honest. One of her sisters was really vocal about it. Yeah, she was very vocal about it. The other one was kind of like, "Well, if you happy, I'm happy, but really, I don't fuck with him either." Mm-hmm. So from there, that's when you kind of see all the bullshit that the character, what's his name? I'm horrible at this.
I forgot all the characters' names, to be honest with
but
you.
But her, Taraji's husband.
Robert Gale.
Robert, he puts Taraji's character in so many different relationship obstacles to make. It's kind of like those obstacles that you know, all right, if I do this, then I really care about you. If I do this, then I really, really care about you. Right. It's like he kept on forcing her because, like, Taraji's character, her mom died in the middle of their relationship. And she got some money off of that. Her mom left her house that they grew up in with her and her sisters. And then also she gave her like $350,000. Over a quarter mil. Ooh. So she set her daughter off.
In the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the house fully paid off. No mortgage, none of that. So
I would have took her too.
Yeah. Robert's character kind of worked Taraji off of that. Because he came from nothing for the most part.
But it wasn't like the typical dude that's just like taking money from her. He had a dream and he wasn't
swindling her.
No, he was just so focused on his vision.
But he was inconsiderate to her throughout their whole marriage.
Whole life.
And at first, when y'all first described this movie to me, I'm like, all right, this movie is just about some crazy black woman and then we're going to just watch that for 2 hours.
Right.
But I didn't realize like all the crazy stuff that, not crazy, but just like
details.
Red flags. Like, mm-hmm. He has so many red flags. I thought we was going to find out he was a blood. Because it was just when they first really start hanging out, like, she drives him home or whatever because he was going to take the bus and all that shit. Then she pulled up to his neighborhood.
His little RV.
And then she was like, "Is that your house in the back?" He was like, "Nah, I got this little RV piece of shit on my aunt's front lawn." Yeah. And that's a red flag off rip.
Why is that a red flag? Because that's what he had.
That's all we had, but then when she gets in the crib, he over there like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna put you on to some Nina Simone and shit. You gonna set the mood." Who set the mood with Nina Simone, by the way? That's another red flag.
This dude was cultural and dope.
And then he seduced her to fuck her in the RV.
That was his house. Where else?
That's where he
lived.
That's
not a house. That's a place he sleeps.
An RV.
That was his home.
That was his home.
No, he could live with his aunt inside. He just chose to live in the RV. now you. That's another red flag.
She didn't want him living there. Didn't want him in there.
Independent.
No, she didn't say she kicked him out though.
No, she didn't kick him out.
Right.
Because he's living on her lawn.
No, she let him live on the lawn. She didn't say he could live with her though. She said, "Here you go. You can have this RV."
No, he said his uncle left him the RV. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, so he chose to leave. Yeah, because like, if she wanted to kick him out, you don't leave a nigga on the lawn. Like,
well, either way, he's an aspiring college student who lives in an RV.
Right.
Okay, that's another way to say he's an educated bum.
And then his
he's in college.
He's pursuing education. Yes.
Does he have a job? Does he have a job?
He's pursuing his dream.
Does he have his own home?
A lot of people don't work or have or own homes in college.
Yes,
but he didn't work for anything.
That's what I'm saying. He never. Usually, people have jobs in college too, especially if you. Come from.
Well, I mean, he was taking
if you're
care
independent,
of himself,
if you're an independent thinker, like he was.
A lot of the stuff though, she chose to do for him. That's my whole thing with it. Is she was making choices to do this stuff initially.
She didn't make choices. This is where once she lost her virginity to him in the RV, that's where I put all the blame on her.
Can we not go past that? Like it's nothing.
What do you mean?
Say that part again.
No. We gotta like talk about the plot, y'all.
She lost her virginity.
Oh, okay.
To a dude in an RV. You accept the consequences
on the day that her mom passed away.
On the funeral.
On the funeral day.
So not the day she died, but the funeral.
Yeah, the funeral.
So once you fuck a nigga in the RV, you accept the consequences. You accept the consequences of that lifestyle moving forward. Ain't nothing. I'm not blaming him no more. Because at that point, it's like, come on, man.
Yo, why are you so anti somebody following his dream, Joe? And like making the best of what he got.
It ain't following his dream, but I'm just saying if that was your daughter and you found out that she messing with a nigga in the RV, what you gonna say?
Bro, I don't want to know what he did for a like what are your plans?
Were you
like,
the nigga in the RV? I'm thinking about
if that was my daughter.
The shit that he put her through, like I'm not saying that she is absolved for any blame, but the shit that he cause like it, like what you said, Shelton. As far as like, oh, she did all this shit. Like it was her choice.
Right.
He kind of guilted her into making those choices. Like
when you love somebody and you support their dreams, and they are passionate about it, and he is laser focused on that dream,
mm-hmm.
and he pulls you in. I mean, when he was first telling her about it, she was like, "What about Gale Forcewinds?" She gave him the name.
Right.
That was early on, though.
That was early on. But she also had sex with him early on. She also lost her virginity early on.
She gave all those ideas before they messed around.
Yeah, like this. Like
when they were just dating.
You ever have a conversation with somebody, y'all just spitballing ideas? Or like whenever you like smoking a blunt and y'all having a session with your homie, y'all just talking about shit like, oh, that's a good idea. We should really do that. But then in reality, you be like, all right, we got to let the smoke clear and realize this is some bullshit after a while.
Y'all got to watch it again. Because after she said Gale Forcewinds, he was like, I got to write that down. She said something like, why do you have to write it down? I plan on being around. And he was like, for real?
And then they
went into a conversation forever. And that's when he started talking about, we're going to be rich, and I'm going to buy you this penthouse suite.
Right.
I'm going to buy you this boat, and I'm going to name it after you, the Mrs. Gale. So he started planting seeds of
He started planting seeds of fantasies. That's what he was selling the dream.
Fantasy,
they say the game is not to be sold, well, not to be told, but sold. And he was selling dreams.
He did, but in the end, though, here's my problem with your theory. In the end,
it ain't a theory, it's a fact.
But no, he made it,
Nigga was a bum.
He made it though.
Bro.
Yeah. He would have been a bum had he not.
At that time when they met together, he was a bum.
Yes.
But she accepted him as a bum.
He wasn't a bum.
He was a bum. He didn't have a job. He didn't work for anything.
Did y'all go to college?
I went to college.
Everybody went to college. Six of us went.
Yes.
Have you been to college, KP?
Yeah, I went to college and I dropped.
Well, we all went.
But you
went to college. He was a college student with no parents.
Right.
That was in school. I'm assuming he was on some type of scholarship.
As a mechanical engineer.
He said it was a scholarship.
Right. And loans.
Right. So he had no time to work a job if you're a mechanical engineer.
No. You cannot work. No.
And he had money coming
in.
Not with no engineer major.
As a mechanical, it depends on what year he was in his.
I feel like degree program. His big dream, which, you know, was that big battery that he was going to make, right?
Yeah.
I feel like if he was going to take that so seriously, then it's going to take all of your time. That's going to be a full time thing if you're going to make it that big.
Right. And not even that, he was so laser focused on fucking with Prescott the whole time. It's like, you can't pitch this to other companies and stuff like that. It's like he was writing letters for like 15 years or
but
something.
But guess what? In the end, Prescott took
you. You looking at the end result. I'm saying I'm talking about the journey to get in there. Like,
but you don't even
you don't know the future. You just know the present. I'm talking about her present mindset and the stuff that he put her through, the situations he put her in. She was hesitant at first in this relationship in general. And then like she really got not conned, but she just bet on the wrong horse. That's why I said.
But here's the thing. I feel like as a girl, when you lose a virginity to somebody, you just fall head over heels to someone. Like, Am I wrong?
Absolutely.
It depends on how good the dick is.
No, it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, because you got nothing to compare it to.
You can't go back to that.
I lost my virginity to some Garfield pussy.
You're a guy. You know what I'm saying? You're not a girl.
And I'm just saying.
Wait. What does that mean?
What is Garfield?
What is that?
Yeah. What does that mean?
For the
Garfield pussy means a lazy cat. All right, you know what I'm saying? Bitch ain't do shit. All right, couldn't ride the dick. Couldn't do. She was just laying. She was planking on the dick. That's all she did.
That's a good one. Wasn't it your first time?
She seemed like she was experienced in that genre.
But how would you know it's whack if you ain't never had none?
Because I'm talking about looking back, like all my other experience back, after that. It's like looking back because you know you always remember your first time, and when you think about it, like that shit was trash. Mm-hmm. Like
Garfield pussy.
Garfield. But maybe she didn't know.
That's my favorite. I like
either.
That.
If that was her first time, then she probably didn't know how to do anything. Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't his first time. You could tell because like. I'm talking about the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, like, you were talking about...
I was about to say, okay.
No, cool. I thought we were talking about Virginia. I'm saying, like, for her to be, like, you said fall head over here.
What I'm saying is, as a girl, when girls lose virginity to a guy, whatever the guy says, you couldn't believe it.
Especially if they're head over heels for him. Especially if your first time was with a relationship
It was
attached.
Like first everything.
They were in college, so she wasn't 13 or 14 having sex. She obviously had waited for some time to have sex. And so it meant something for her to lose her virginity.
Like the thing is, though, like there were enough red flags for her to dip.
Exactly.
But you don't.
But
like
you
the first.
You don't when see you that, though. Somebody.
If you get cheated on by a nigga you fucked in the RV. You catch him fucking another girl in the RV. Like, come on.
But she almost died for it. And she realized she was stupid. But at the same time, when she was laying in the bed with her sisters around, she realized that it was an internal thing. Like, her feeling was hurt. And she can just get over it by seeing
it. She wasn't stupid. She was just crazy. Because she knew exactly what she was doing. Because she always talked about, like, even in her therapy session, even to him, she was like, I'm a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like,
when I want to be.
Not when I want to. When you push me to this limit.
Yeah. She knew that. Right, and she owned it. She owned
it. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He had to push her to... Like, I'm not excusing her, but obviously, it's like when you see those kids get bullied in school, and then all of a sudden they show up with a machine gun and shit. But it's like...
Everybody's
got
a limit.
Yeah, everybody's to blame for that in a certain extent. Like, because if he wasn't bullied, maybe he wouldn't go to this extreme. Now, you're not excusing him, because obviously he did the deed, but we have to take account... Like, there's some accountability to be taken. So, that's why when I said after the RV shit... That's when it's all on her, because she's accepted every little thing. Like, you know, they say you give the devil an inch, he'll take a mile. Like, every little, like, she bought him a car.
That was all her stuff.
Paid for the tuition.
But see, that's why I say it wasn't his fault, though, because he wasn't out there trying to, you got certain dudes that beat women out of stuff, or certain people that beat other people out of stuff.
But at the same time, she said that he was a con man, as in, like, he knew how to use a specific word the right way. He wasn't ever asking for it, but he was.
But was he a con man, or was he just he was just a charming guy?
He was a charming guy.
He was a very charming guy.
She bought the dream.
And she was young.
And she bet on the wrong horse.
She didn't bet on the wrong horse.
She cashed in her ticket before it came through.
Right.
If she had stuck by him.
But, all right, the day before he got the deal. Right, so that we're fast forwarding now. So during their part of their relationship, she bought him a car when he was in college. Bought him a car, paid off his last two semesters for college, and also she kept paying for his machine, like all the equipment that
Everything,
he needed to build his battery. And this is as they're living in the house. He proposed to her on some
plastic ring.
It was like those lollipop rings. On some ring pop shit, talking about some, I'm gonna give you the diamond in the middle, give you the yellow one on the left. I'm like, he's still selling the fantasy of like, this shit is gonna get better than
what I was gonna say. That's the difference.
You got to. Who else gonna believe it but you?
Right, but that's the difference, though. A lot of people sell dreams. Once again, dudes do it all the time. Like, I'm gonna do all this stuff when they have no intentions of doing these things. He always believed that this stuff was gonna happen.
He was gonna get rich or die trying.
He believed
exactly.
He was never bullshitting.
Yes. There's a lot of niggas that die trying.
Right.
Does that make it right?
It makes it right because she has the choice to tell him no.
It's right for him, but people who are around him, it just suffers because they chose to be around him.
I'm saying it's not.
Right, it's a choice.
It's not right.
She could easily be like she did. I'm done. I'm out. She could have said
that.
But
she should have done that a long time ago. She was too far in. And if you guys have ever had a dream, you get so far in.
Right.
I mean, I'm serious. Something that you want with every fiber of your being. And you look back and you done
put so much into it. We do music, the same thing.
So much into it, and then you run into a roadblock, and then another one, and then another one. And yes, common sense would all signs say, let it go.
Right. Yeah, but but at the same time, you have to be aware of your surroundings and aware of the people you touch. Because if you're going to follow your dreams to your end, like to regardless of what you got going on, success or failure, I'm going to keep going in this direction. You have to realize that if I bring somebody else on this journey with me, they may end up being a casualty to my dreams. If that's why most people do this stuff while they're single, because it's just like, it's just me. I don't have no kid. I don't have no responsibilities. Mm-hmm. I'll make it or break it on my own.
I don't think most people do it when they're single. I think a lot of guys get married early.
They should do it while they're single, in my opinion.
Love happens.
Who do you think was at more fault?
I think he lacked the self-awareness of, my wife is struggling. She has to work two jobs, and every day I'm waking up to go build this battery, or every day I'm waking up to do a random odd job while she's busting her ass
to support me.
Not only me, but this house as well, too. Right. And then I'm doing these kooky scientist in the basement experience, fucking up the whole electric in the house, and that costs almost 40 grand. Mm-hmm. And you talking about some oops, well... we'll figure out next time. It's like, come on, that's not being considerate to her, because that's coming out of her pocket. You know what I'm saying? That's what I say is like, there's blame to be on all sides.
It is. And it's not considerate. But once again, when you're locked in, when you in that, everybody here, I'm sure, has had some type of dream like that.
Apparently not everybody.
Oh, well, no, yeah, that's true. I have a dream. I feel like I'm Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King. I don't really like to say that.
Say the whole speech.
My thing is like, you have conversations with your spouse to let them know when you, like, is this too much for you to bear? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to really do this. Like, he never had that conversation with her. Like, he never asked her, what are your dreams? What do you want to do? Because this is a partnership when we talk about marriage. Especially if I'm going to lean on you this much. I'm going to, like, damn, let me at least rub your feet. Let me at least cook and clean the crib. Like, he had that whole area, balcony area where he was building the thing. He was just flipping tables and some old shit.
I think that was his wrong was, like, you still got to be considerate. Especially, you know, that's your, you know. That's your girl.
That's the breadwinner. Yeah, that's the breadwinner.
Exactly, and like, you should at least be considered to her.
And if the roles were reversed, I'll be like, girl, get your ass in the kitchen. If you're going to be at home all day, you better cook, clean, and do something, unless you got a job. If you got a job, then obviously we can work with something. Right.
But at the same time, like Shelton said, like, there was enough flags, I feel like, in my opinion, for her to just be like, I can't do this. And I know there's the argument of, you know, once you're in love, like, you're too deep in it. But, you know, you got to know, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I respect her for staying in it for that long. What was it, like 18 years or something crazy?
It was long.
20 years.
It was long.
20 years, yeah. That is a long time.
That's a long time to chase a dream.
And look how long they were together, like, what part of their lives they were. Like, I don't even think she knew who she was as a person when they got together. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest, I have another thought. Because, like, when she went crazy, I was just like, man, this girl's just crazy. And she just lost her shit. But then now that I think about it, if I had to wait 18 years and, like, went through all this bullshit, I would have probably lost my shit too.
This is where I go back on going against her, because it's like, after all the bullshit he put you through, the least he could do is pay it forward or pay it back. Right. And that's what he did. So that shows that he was a good dude.
Okay,
the meat comes out.
This is where the summary continues as far as Taraji ends up getting done with his bullshit because he cheated on her before with the RV shit when they was in college. Uh-huh. And then she thinks he's cheating on him again with a colleague that he's trying to work with.
No, same girl. Yes,
same girl.
Same girl. Got the same girl. Job.
Yeah. I thought it was a different girl.
It was the same girl. Because
it wasn't that a different girl at the penthouse?
It was the same girl.
Same girl. Same one.
She just changed her hair?
Yeah.
She got older. 20 years had passed.
They ran into
I'm talking
each
about
other.
The girl that was at his job at Prescott who was fighting for him.
Right.
That's the same girl.
She was light-skinned and the other one was brown.
It's just different actress, but movie. They're the same girl.
Okay. It's the same girl, though.
Okay, so they Aunt Viv the situation. All right. You know what? so he ends up being persistent with the Prescott situation to his fault because she says, I'm done with your shit. You fucked me over too many times. We're getting a divorce. She gets a divorce. He even asked her at the divorce hearing, like, are you sure you want to do this? Because I still love you, and I'm still care about you, and I still want to be.
He was still bum at the time, by the way.
But he didn't take anything in the divorce because she was offering the car and his clothes, bare bones, and he was like, I don't want none of that shit. I just want you.
He doesn't deserve it.
He shouldn't have taken anything.
Deserve is a strong word.
He doesn't deserve it. What did he do?
I mean, that's clothes. Right. That's you're asking for transportation and clothes. Those are the two big things in his life that he barely had.
Nah.
So.
That
all
she
these,
gave to him.
Wait, so all these people that get divorced and have to give up half, that the people don't deserve anything either?
She gave her whole life to him.
It doesn't matter.
You can say the same thing.
Same thing about the other way.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point.
If I was married, if I'm a millionaire,
I don't care if you're a guy or a girl. I don't care if you're a guy or a girl.
No, he's on a roll. He's preaching right now.
But if I've been married, I'm a millionaire. I've been busting my butt. Like Kobe say, ain't nobody shooting no jumps with me in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
If Kobe leaves his wife who's never worked a job, does he owe her money?
Talk about it.
Yes.
Why? For what?
Fucking loop.
Now, if they have kids, yes.
No, he owes for the kids.
Kids or not.
Kids or not.
No, here's what the kids are not. No. Hold on.
Stop looking at me like that.
If Kobe was Kobe, right, that everybody knows now, and then married a girl, then she doesn't deserve anything. She didn't come in. She didn't help him out with anything, right?
She wasn't with him early on.
But this girl from the movie, she was like literally putting him through everything. Like she provided everything.
There's been situations.
So he doesn't deserve anything. But there's he should have walked out bare naked.
That's the lifestyle he's accustomed to. The same thing is happening every single day.
She provided.
That's what he's going on. That's what Kobe did for his wife. Yeah, he's saying like, without me, you wouldn't be in the situation where you're at now.
Right.
I've invested into your livelihood, into your career, based off of me being a financial, you know, support structure for you.
Right.
So whatever you get, there's an argument to be made. You wouldn't have got that without me.
Right.
That's how some men feel when it comes to those divorces where the wife comes in and she gets half off rip. Like if you get divorced in California, I think you just get half off rip.
Because we all know the system is skewed in the majority of these cases. Regardless, I mean, you know, whoever the breadwinner is going to get stuck regardless in most cases. But it's the same thing in that situation. She was the one that was providing, so he still got to be provided for.
So what do you think would have been justifiable then if it wasn't that 10 mil?
Oh, well.
No. We're not there yet.
They get divorced, and in their divorce, like, she basically just tries to, you know, date again. Her sisters try to put on to some another ain't shit nigga, to be honest. and then the Devin guy.
He was around the whole time, though.
He was a piece of shit. And she called his ass out.
You're really hard on guys.
I'm hard on the movie. Tyler Perry.
I haven't got on the acting of this movie either.
Oh, yeah.
Because her sister was like, all right, you need to tone it down. It's been 20 years and you got the same fire.
Yeah.
Like, you've been like, this is.
I'm with you.
Not for 20 years. If I've been telling you for 20 years to do something, I'm going to stop at year three.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to keep going to 20 years to say, like, oh, you fucked up. Because then at that point in time, I'm disrespecting the relationship and I'm disrespecting you in some ways.
Mm-hmm. I'm with that. So I feel you on that part.
That's why people say, if you like it, I love it.
So you telling me you're not going to mention the RV 20 years later? You're not going to be mentioning
at the divorce? I am. Like, at the divorce party when her sister popped the bottle, said we champagne. Yeah, I'm cooking that nigga from dead on there.
Oh, nigga, you was in the RV. Nigga. Cheers, bro.
I'm hella you in the RV though, nigga. Bass Pro Shop jokes are flying quickly. You know what I'm saying? So they get the divorce. He still pursues his dream, and I think the colleague that he was talking with at the job that he's at the Prescott
that he didn't cheat with, by the way.
Yeah, he didn't cheat with. He keeps talking to her and saying, like, get me in somehow. I just need to get my foot in the door, and that's it. What's up?
No, I'm saying, who he didn't cheat with, by the way. give him all the credits.
Yeah, we have to.
But he cheated on her before.
We have to.
But he has a record.
Yeah,
though.
It's not like.
He does have a record.
A record of one.
He does have a record.
He made a mistake.
You don't make a mistake.
16? That's not a mistake.
You don't
make a mistake. That's not 16. He wasn't 16. You were like 19, 20.
If this was a court of law, that would have gotten stricken from the record. They would have been like,
no, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
There was every intention to cheat on that girl.
Not in the court of public opinion.
Right, but it wasn't his wife. That was his girlfriend. No, at 19,
it doesn't matter. Public opinion. I'm talking about the cheated court on her.
You can't hold somebody
accountable. So why didn't she leave at that point?
Because she loved him.
She lost her ovaries in that.
Right. That's right.
She lost everything.
Now she's really invested.
Who's your ovaries? Losing your ovaries after that accident.
That's the biggest thing.
Whose fault is that?
That was her fault.
It was her fault. That definitely.
For ramming into the house.
Because she was acting crazy.
Yeah. Right? She's the blame on that situation.
Yeah. So I feel like that shouldn't be a thing to factor in.
Well, it kind of is because, and she was not to him. She was not justified in her actions. I'm gonna say that she was not justified, but she acted like that because he lied.
You can't
stop at that point
fucking lying.
No, like, think about it. But, you buy this girl a car. Uh-huh. You pay for everything every single day you guys are on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out she's fucking another guy.
Did she buy the car first?
I just did.
She bought the car first.
And yeah. she said after she bought the car, she wouldn't hear from him. And so then, she waited.
That's right. No,
she paid for the tuition too. And then she didn't hear from him.
I'd have just got my car back.
Yeah, like, dude, doing that crazy shit, like, I wouldn't do that.
Nah, yeah, obviously. That's why we knew she was crazy.
She obviously has, and as a therapist, she has a mental disorder. Mm-hmm. She has a mental disorder.
She got anger issues.
She absolutely has anger issues. I would love to have this conversation with therapists, because I truly do believe that she had borderline personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are enraged like that, she cannot
control it.
Like, I'm sure she probably was supposed to be taking some type of medication.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is real. Like, y'all are saying crazy, and I get it, because we do. That's what we call it. We call it crazy.
They say
but crazy. When you have this imbalance of whatever it is, when she said when she was enraged like that, she could not control it. And she later on goes to say that they say she got it from her dad, but his was quiet. But that she absolutely could not control it. And that she would burn the house down with herself in it.
Just to fuck with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And that's why, if it's a fictional character, I say crazy. You know what I'm saying? If it's in real life, that's above me. You know what I'm saying? I just leave that to the experts.
Right.
But in this movie, this picture we talking about, the bitch crazy. All right. bitch was crazy to fuck the nigga
crazy
in the RV.
But
she's been crazy ever since.
Like, don't lie. Don't have me come sit outside of your RV that I lost my virginity in. And then I'm questioning myself.
But at 19,
and then you see the RV rocking. Yes, at night. But you got cheating.
He's so cheated.
That's what I'm saying. Right. You can't say he made a dumb mistake at 19 and not say that she made a dumb mistake at 19 by crashing the car in the RV.
Yeah. Let me ask y'all this though. At 19, are you still the same person that you are at 29?
My morale is same though.
Apparently,
I know cheating is cheating.
For me personally,
I would have never said, cheating is okay. Oh, I'm just young.
Most
19-year-olds
don't give a darn about nothing.
You can say that. No, you can say that.
At 19, most.
Would you take back your girl?
Yeah, not me.
Would you take back your girl if she cheated on you?
At 19.
At 19,
no.
If y'all was dating,
no, you wouldn't.
19, I'd be done. Moved on. Like,
okay, so she took him back. So,
at 29,
but
maybe.
But she was also a virgin. Let's not gloss over
she,
that.
She took him back for that, and she moved forward. Now, in the back of your mind, you always going to think, like, they're capable of doing this. If they've done it before, mm-hmm. You know, they say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Like, you got to.
This was years later, though.
Yeah, I mean, but a cheater.
And he's a cheater.
Let me say this. At 19, mm-hmm. I was nowhere near the man that I was at 29 even.
Apparently,
my thought process was completely different.
Right, but don't you think your base morals would have been kind of the same, though?
But not really, because I was trying to get as many women as I could at 19. I wasn't focused enough to be with one woman.
I think that's different.
But you didn't feel shame when you were doing it?
Not at all. Not at 19. Yeah. Oh, not at all.
You don't feel nothing. You just feel the nut.
Not at all. Damn. You trying to get the next woman at 19.
You just trying to feel the
19.
I think maybe that's just the difference. It's just different people.
At 19, who's next?
Exactly.
Not me.
Yeah, no.
I wasn't like that.
And you still a kid.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how old I was.
You're just feeling yourself.
That may be different. It's different for women.
Women probably. Everybody's different.
Before man.
No, Andy agrees.
Not even man, woman. It's different for everybody.
Andy has low testosterone. We can't talk about
it. Oh, wow. You can say that.
That
you are just really throwing people under the bus.
Andy said that on the episode. My son, hey, you know, it's funny. You know why I say that?
Because
my son was like, who said they had low testosterone? My son is like 13. He asked me that today.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that was Andy.
Andy, why did
no,
you
I did.
That?
No, I did. And then I got it fixed.
Okay.
No, it's because I was like under a lot of stress at the time.
Okay,
but
gotcha.
Yeah, I'm good now.
Okay, yeah. Great. I'm glad you're good now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was
so
funny though. But Andy does not count.
Just as morally, like back then, like even at 19, like maybe it's different because like I just didn't want to like just fuck around like that. I mean, I kind of did, but if it was my girlfriend, like I would not think about cheating.
That's the thing. It's just more of like he had someone that he always said that he cared about.
So right. 19.
They've had conversations where he's literally talking about something. I'm gonna set your life up for like forever.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're gonna fuck some random ass bitch in the RV.
But who didn't say it? So at 19 you wasn't just out there?
No, I'm saying
I wasn't actually.
I was.
No, I'm saying
but
I was.
Dude, but dude.
I'm saying I was. I,
okay,
I'm with you on this. I'm just saying for him,
right.
You said that you've changed over the years.
Right.
That nigga stayed the same. He was still the same dude. He just looked, the character really just changed.
I think what the difference is, at 19, like me personally, it was like, if I'm not with you, I'm just going to be fucking around. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to meet you. I'm going to get as much Garfield pussy, like he said. You know what I'm saying?
Let's hope Garfield. It's not Garfield.
Yeah, let's hope it's not Garfield.
But if that's my girl, then no.
But that's the you two are the exceptions to the rule. You're not the standard. Because if you talk to, you line up 10 dudes.
Is that the standard, though?
I don't know if that's the standard.
Yes, you can't say it's a standard, though.
I'm saying it's a standard because at 19, every dude around
the
me
mentality
is
trying
to go to
the
like,
that
to
just
the
didn't happen for me
college
at 19. That didn't
happen. And ask around.
Right. It's that's no what way. I'm telling you. I'm on a chat right now.
I don't think it's the standard. I think it's the stereotypical standard. But to your point, Shelton, as far as what most men, I guess, not... I'm not to generalize, but I think most men on average would say, like, yeah, they would like to have a phase, a whole phase. Like, I want to be talking to as many women as I can, probably. If they all bad bitches, that's great. Yes. If they not, I'm not going to tell the homies.
But you ain't got to, like, you know, like, yo, you my girlfriend, you know, like, make it official and shit. Like, if you're going to be fucking around, you could just be fucking around.
That's what I mean.
Morally, that's correct. Yeah. But in reality... I had a girlfriend at 19, and I had women at 19. Okay. I did. I was just...
And what you tell her, baby, I love you,
yes, I did.
But
I
got to fuck these hoes.
Yep. Like
you
said,
He said, I'm going to buy you a boat that's going to say Miss Shelton on it.
But the thing about it was every guy around me was doing the same thing. And that was just the reality of it at the time. Right. Once again, at 19, I didn't have children. I didn't have responsibilities. All I had was I was in school. I didn't have a job. So I was in school getting money for being in the band and doing that stuff, and I was just free.
Right.
I was free. So, I did have a job because I was singing then, but I was free. So all these women are coming at me. So it's how many can I get? I just got to catch as many
as I
can.
But you ain't got to make it official at all and be like, oh, babe, I love you.
No, I only had one that I made it official with.
So,
But he had a girl.
I did have a girlfriend.
Yeah. The point is, that again, there's blame that could be – you could point the finger at everybody,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Even down to the sisters, to who else was in this? Who in the movie that was really
the friend?
Impactful? The friend,
the best friend.
Well, the friend wasn't that. She wasn't that bad. She was just supporting.
She was horrible.
How was she not
helping at all.
Who are we talking about?
That girl, the roommate, Sarah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So first of all, the roommate should have been like, okay, red flag. Like, what are you not seeing here? Instead of, oh my God, he loves you. Like,
but he did love her. He did love her, though.
Yeah, he was like a charming guy to her, too.
She didn't care for her friend. She was caring about, oh, it's a love. Oh my God. Like,
she wanted to see her friend in love.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with her.
If you're a real friend, you should have been like, hey, you know what? Like, this is marriage. This is a real talk. Like,
and her friend was standing at the altar, so she obviously...
Yeah, but not everybody...
She believed it to the end.
Not everybody has that mentality of being that confrontational, especially when you're trying to give your friend advice on, you may need to get out of this relationship. Like, some people are just like, I may not agree with it, but it's not my relationship.
I support whatever you do.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's like, some people are not that bold. Now, I understand the sisters, because the sisters are like, we bud, I don't give a fuck, I'm going to say how I feel.
Yeah.
But as far as a friend, it's like, you kind of have to pick your...
But I feel position. Like even the sisters, though, like... So for me, like, the dude was, he was constant throughout the entire thing, you know what I'm saying? So, like, and he had this dream, and he was really working towards it till the end, you know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like the sisters were a great help in that either. Like, I feel like you shouldn't be shitting on this guy the entire time.
And this is why, from the beginning.
Yeah.
That's what was
from
bad.
The beginning,
yeah.
Because she did not like where he was from.
Exactly.
Right.
That's fine.
She questioned him about, like, not even just where he's from. Like, she probably could have got over that, but she was like, what do you do? Do you have a job? Like, she was asking.
She was belittling
him. His socioeconomic status was never good enough for her from the jump.
Right. And that's because they came from middle-class black people.
Never. And to a certain degree, I understand. Because I'm sorry to cut you off, but I understand that because they are the sister and they care about her and they want the best for her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, you can't be shitting on the dude, man. What if he's, like, the greatest, like... He became a fucking millionaire.
Right.
Yeah, but that's at the end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like if you really want to stick it out with this guy.
Yeah.
Like, look at all, like, he cheated on you early on.
I get both sides.
He was unemployed for a long time. If not, he had these little odd jobs, but you had to mostly be the breadwinner for the majority of your relationship.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, he left a job that was supposed to help pay for the house that he put y'all into that situation because he needed money for his career after she spent her whole $300,000.
Right. He couldn't get in, though.
And let me ask y'all a question about this,
because he was
too.
A felon.
Right, so I forgot that part. That was very
he was
important.
A felon.
Yeah, like he couldn't get a job after college because he was a felon. Yeah.
But he didn't tell her about it the whole time.
Because he did not see that
coming. He thought did that he? It would be.
No, did he though?
Said he thought that it would have been expunged from his record because he was only 15 years old.
But
so
was
you've
he
been
saying?
But he literally just said
busting
that.
Your ass, and you think when I graduate, I got right. three interviews lined up. He had three right. interviews lined up with full intent that something. I'm sure that he had full
no,
intent
he got
to
recruited.
Get one of those. But he had three interviews, and she yeah.
he was
he
trying
didn't
to work.
But at the same time, he got charged as an adult because he says that
right.
he's like,
he
I was charged
as an
adult, but I thought it'd be expunged. When you get charged as an adult. Really
how are you so dumb
yeah,
that you
don't know that,
that
it's expunged?
Right.
Like
right.
you're supposed to
and
be
how
a
do you not talk
mechanical
about
engineer.
But you're a kid dealing with the
you're
legal
not.
System.
Right.
You know, you
we,
may not know.
You're not a kid.
We passed
at 15?
That's not 15.
No, we're
he
talking
got,
about later
he
on.
Got charged as an adult.
Yeah.
At 15. When you're
at
eight.
15 though.
No, I'm saying like later on like obviously he's not 15 anymore when he tells her this. So like when you get older and you're an educated man who's going to the school and is like this really scientific, you know, have to have a really high.
But that could have been something that you just blocked
right.
out. Like
he
it's
probably,
not
he thought
yeah,
it was
like,
gonna be.
That's, but as a black man,
of.
You have to realize that, like my record, like I have to be perfect regardless. And then not only that, if I have anything on my record, I have to do extra to get over that.
But when you're 15,
yeah, most people don't.
No,
have
I'm
that
not
knowledge.
Talking about when he did it at 15. I'm talking about where he was at now.
But
he,
even where
between
he was.
15 and then, he told her that I would like I have a. I'm have a lifetime of like disappointment in my life. Like I've had a lot of people disappointing
right.
me.
I just wouldn't have thought
and
about
he,
it.
And he ironically became the biggest disappointment to her throughout their relationship as far as when they were married because he either hid information or he did things that did not really meet her satisfaction
because
as far as a partner.
All he could see was I am going to right. sell my battery.
People,
and we
yeah,
are going to be rich. That is kinda, it. He was not thinking about
kinda,
it at 15. Yeah, I got so. Arrested and charged as an adult. That's gonna be
that's fine.
Dumb.
If, that's fine if you're not thinking about it, but you but it'll be dumb to not anticipate it. That's gonna be an obstacle
I,
that you
because
have to,
they
I think
didn't
it's
dig
naive.
Deep into it. We
I
don't have enough information about it to,
I think it's
to
just
know
naive.
Why he thought it would be taken care of.
And,
we
like
don't
I said,
know.
That he never even followed up.
Once
with
again,
it.
It's,
he never
it's,
told
it's
her
naive,
about it. That's
it's
the problem.
Naivety.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have thought about it.
Yeah.
Would you tell your wife that? Oh yeah, I got.
Or
I robbed a liquor store and
yeah.
I got locked up as an adult. Like, that's some shit like, okay, yeah. that's a big part of your history.
I would.
Yeah, yeah. It,
why wouldn't I, you?
But, like, but maybe he wasn't hiding it. Maybe he just didn't.
Didn't think. He, I don't think he was thinking
so much
about
stuff
out of
happen.
All the times that you spend together and all the conversations you have together.
Especially
you,
if you
just
think
doesn't
that it's
going to
be taken care of. And if you just, think it's over and done, yeah. why am I going to bring that up?
That,
because you
plus,
are marrying this person. There shouldn't be.
But here's the thing, though.
If you truly think like it's not going to be on your record, then, I mean, that's.
You really think it's
going
to be on
your
record?
He was trying to, at the same. I feel like at the end of the day, he was trying to win her over. And her coming from like a different class than he is, that would have, I guess, you know,
fed
I'm,
into
I,
that.
Yeah,
yeah
I'm sure
yeah,
he would have had
I
some type of, some kind of, you know.
Like, he felt embarrassed about it
yeah,
because
exactly.
that's leading into that stereotype that he really, like, he's fitting to that stereotype
yeah.
of
he's trying to
right,
be
but
the best.
He showed
yeah.
her how he doesn't have anything,
mm-hmm.
he's going to ask for money all the time. And she has to stick through everything. And he's just gonna stay.
And that's
at
gonna
home.
Be another thing that he doesn't want. He doesn't want to lose her. That's another reason for her to leave. And maybe
I don't
that's
think he
why,
stayed for
why
everything.
Pour water on
why,
ground
exactly.
And,
yeah. I don't think she's he intentionally staying. Kept it from her. I just
he could have because what you said could be
no,
true.
No, I think you're right.
It's still, he thought it was nothing.
I don't think he ever wanted to really hurt her. I just think that he was more like he's a book smart person. He's not common sense.
Right.
Like because common sense would be like you need to talk to your wife. You need to let her know everything that's going on.
Oh, no,
so nothing.
You can say that.
Yeah, he was book. He,
even
I,
if
he
you're a
book
smart,
no,
everybody knows.
Because look at
if you're just book smart, then you wouldn't do that shit in the beginning.
No, book smart is mean like you're smart at retaining information and regurgitating it and
yeah,
using it to your
smart
advantage.
Criminals now.
There's a lot of motherfuckers that don't know common sense. Like you'll lay things out for them. Like what, really?
It's
like this is like simple.
You know
shit.
Them smart ass people that like told that, but they have no fucking nunchi.
But don't you talk about it though?
No, because
like
I know plenty of people
thing.
Like that. So nunchi just means common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it means like I know a lot of dudes who went to these Ivy League schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I sit with these guys and I just can't have a fucking conversation with them because they're just like I just don't see them as people. Like they have no fucking personality. You know what I'm saying? So like.
Those people exist, and there's criminals. Like I said, there's dudes out here who
fucking
hit you
geniuses.
Over the head, but they're geniuses.
Yeah,
plenty
and,
of them.
And Robert really didn't have a personality.
He
was really just a stiff. He was literally just a stiff.
He was like, charming.
He was charming.
He was
charming.
He was only charming when he needed something from somebody.
Right.
He never was really just charming
so.
Off the cuff.
He
I don't
people.
Think so because he was charming
to
off
who?
The rip. He liked her in the beginning.
Do you think he finessed her?
Yes, he did.
Intentionally?
Mm. Oh, yes.
No. No, let me tell
you why. He got every single dime out of her.
Since when? Since when? When would you say the finesse started?
From the beginning.
Nah, you can't finesse.
No, think about it, though. No. He only asked her out, right? Time out. He only asked her out when he found out that she actually got the alimony.
Time out. Let me.
The
money. Money. Time out. Check it out.
From the mom. Okay.
But he came to the funeral before that.
Right. Mm.
He took a whole train and a bus
to get
to the funeral.
But as soon as like they were, you know, flirting around or whatever, he started asking her when he asked her out, the time wise, he only asked her when he found out about the money. And then he asked her he proposed to her when she paid for the tuition.
He didn't.
Every single time she paid for something, he gave her attention and he was finessing her.
Like it's all fictional anyway. But I just don't think it was about the money. Because he truly loved her.
It wasn't about the money.
He truly loved her, but he walked away with nothing in the divorce.
It wasn't about the money, but at that point in time, he couldn't really ask for more because she didn't have anything else to give. Like, she lost the house. She lost all of her money. Like, at that point of the divorce, it was just like, really, what was he really going to fight her on? Like, the car and the clothes was, like, probably all she had as far as assets.
Like, it wasn't. My point is, at the point of divorce, at the point of divorce, you weren't just ruining her life. Mm-hmm. At that time, you ruined her sister's and your brother-in-law's companies,
because he took that interview. So, like, fast forward. Right. He has to work for his sisters-in-law and their husbands with their truck company. I think they do, like, a food catering service.
Yeah.
And they basically had a deal set up with their upper management as far as, if we do these deliveries on time, all the time, they'll help pay for our – they'll give us more – money in advance to pay for the house to get out of foreclosure.
Right.
That he, in the middle of all that,
and he fucked up.
He got a call from Prescott. Finally, he's been sending them letters, emails, and all that for years. He finally got a call, and it was in the middle of him doing a big delivery for a big client, and he took the delivery. He took off the delivery route to
what
go.
What would you have done?
I would have done the same shit.
Thank you.
I would have said this. Because he asked, like, if it has to be today, she was like, yes, it has to be today. I was like, okay, can it be later on in the afternoon?
He said earlier in the movie, and I think it is good to go back and watch it twice. Mm-hmm. He said earlier in the movie, when Prescott calls, you have to go.
She said it to him
right
too.
Away.
Yeah, when Prescott calls, you got to, because there's no later. There's no later.
But here's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. Circumstance. There's context with this. It's not like he was on the couch and Prescott called and he was like, all right, I got to go. He was in the middle of a delivery service.
But I've been waiting for this call.
You don't get that call. Listen, right. Have you ever gotten that call before?
This is what I'm talking about, because I'm not going in the angle you think I'm going. This is what I'm talking about. It wasn't the fact that it was a delivery service. It was the fact that this delivery service was in line with, if we don't make this service, we're losing a big client and we may lose our trucks.
But what's
like, this is other people's lives and livelihood on our state.
If you get that call, there's no difference.
No.
Right.
To you, you don't give a fuck about them because this is your biggest dream.
Right.
They don't give a fuck about that because you're helping them out to help yourself out. Because they didn't have to do all this shit to save a house. Their house is good. Your house is fucked up.
Right. And see, the unfortunate thing about it was in the hands of the person who had the dream. So, of course, he's going to side with himself. This has been his lifelong dream.
But here's another thing, though. Like, instead of you not answering the calls, you could have said, hey, you know what? Like, brother-in-laws, I'm so sorry. I am messing up right now. You can just come meet me over here.
You asked for forgiveness, not permission.
I get that part,
though. At that point, if you're going to do it, then just do it.
No. He's been waiting for this call. Y'all thinking too deep. He's been waiting for this call for 20 years.
Right.
He had destroyed the prototype and went and got a working man's job for his brother-in-law's after 20 years. This man was dead inside because she said, another day that we wake up, we don't speak, we don't touch. He was dead inside because his dream was dead.
Right.
So you get the phone call that you've been waiting for 20 years and you've destroyed the very thing that you need to present to these people. And you think, I'm thinking about sending you a text to let you know I'm not going to make it.
I'm saying,
no, I'm thinking about getting home and trying to get to this machine. And then when he gets there, the garbage truck is right in front of him. Like, he has to take it out of the hands
he didn't
of the garbage people.
He threw it out, though.
Right. I know.
because he gave up his dream.
My thing is this, though. I agree with you, but that's a selfish mindset.
It's selfish as fuck.
That's
it's
a selfish, selfish mindset. Yeah, because you're not being considerate. That's all I want to be honest. Like, if we're going to be honest, like, yeah, of course you take that call.
It's selfish as fuck, but I know I got to make it to that appointment because if I can just get in front of him.
That's what I don't like.
I will buy y'all as many trucks.
Yeah, but you're selfish at the time. But the big picture is, I'm going to take care of y'all.
Yes.
Like, the big no, yes. But obviously the road to hell was paved with good intentions, right? Mm. So he went to the meeting. He got an offer to buy his whole, like, we're going to buy you out. They were like, we'll give you $800,000.
That hurt too.
Right now, today, I'll cut you a check.
Because you need it. Cash. You've been waiting 20 years and you need it.
And he was like, I've worked 20 years for this to build this motherfucking battery. I've been sending y'all hell of it. I put so much love in this. I put this over my marriage, damn near, basically. So I'm not going to take that check unless you give me some type of partnership deal. Like, let me at least keep the IP. Basically, mm-hmm. I'm still the owner of it, but I just license it out to you. That's kind of like what he was offering. Like, he didn't want to lose everything.
Right.
They was like, no, it's going to be a deal or no deal.
Mm-hmm.
He walked away. From $800,000. That would have been enough money. That would have been enough money to buy the house back for what he asked his wife to mortgage.
Paid him what they lost.
And they could have paid him what they lost and had a little bit more money to do something else.
Right. And that just goes to show, yes, it was selfish as fuck. But he believed.
My thing is, like, I wouldn't call him selfish if he left the delivery service, went to the thing, and got the $800,000. Because then at that point it's like,
But then what?
I get what you're
Either
saying.
Way,
I'm saying, like,
give it to you.
If you're going to do all that shit, at least, like, and you still come back with no deal, it was like, not only did you fuck up my truck and delivery service, I lost a big client, but you told me that you got the deal of a lifetime and you were about to get paid more than anything you've ever seen.
And you said no.
Yeah.
Because he knew something. What it was worth.
He knew exactly what it was worth.
Sometimes.
But at the time, he wasn't worth shit.
Hey, yo.
Right.
Can we talk about this 10 mil, though?
We're
going to get there, too.
Right. No, let me
ask I'm just waiting for that.
Let me ask y'all one more question on that before. At what point would you have left if you were her?
Cheating.
I would have left at the RV.
The RV? Yeah, you left.
I would have left at the RV. If I get cheated on with a bitch who fucking some other nigga in the RV, I'm like, all right, you know what? I chalk it up as a dub. You know what I'm saying?
If I catch you cheating, like, once you're done.
Right.
Yeah. That's good for me.
Especially that early in the relationship.
Yeah.
And then we was talking all good and shit. Like, you buttered me up, and then all of a sudden you're gonna fuck another motherfucker in the RV.
So what would you? I'm with you.
Yeah.
That's
what about
the point
you, KP? When you leaving?
At what point would I leave?
Like, throughout this whole movie. Girl. Not even just you, as a spouse.
Yeah. If you were her.
I mean, as a spouse, if it's early at cheating, then I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If it's early, yeah.
What about you, Dr. Lovejoy? How much love you got?
I got a lot.
Where you leaving? You ain't leaving?
I'ma try to stick it out.
I need a definite answer.
I can't give you one.
You gotta give me
at
one.
Some
it's
point,
just the movie. It's just the movie. We're just talking about the movie.
You would have never left then?
At what point did you say, oh,
nah, she know
out.
She know when she would have left.
20 years is a long time.
And it was right at the RV.
I'm not that girl.
I think the tough part is even if you were to be not okay with the cheating part, but running into that girl again, mm-hmm. like, how would you feel about that?
20 years have passed.
Uh-huh.
And for what I know to be true, my husband has been faithful to me.
But you know he cheated on you in the past.
He cheated on me in the past, but I guess with her. But 20 years have passed, and from what I know, my husband has been faithful to me. He has been laser focused, not even paying attention to me. He has been laser focused on this battery.
But he's lied to you on multiple occasions.
Hold on. Go back to the movie, and she says, if I know he's a sexual man, if he's not getting it from me, I'm already thinking he's fucking around different girls.
Yep, she did say that. She did. She absolutely did say that. And then her friend, who was supportive, said, no. I don't think that's it at all. And her friend was right. If he don't have time to be focused on you, he got in-house pussy. He not really necessarily going out. That's a whole nother conversation. Mm. So I don't think that there was an underlying thought that he was cheating. I just don't. I think that came about when her sister brought
when
the
are you getting off the boat?
I can't answer that. I honestly
don't
have
scene,
a point.
I see the look on your face. There's a scene that you're thinking about, like, maybe this would be where this is tough for me. At the point where he's asking you to mortgage your mom's house that she paid for, the sister talked about, you don't know what our daddy had to do to get this house,
right?
What our mom had to do.
Right.
And now you're on foreclosure with the house you grew up in?
But at this point, I am so deep in this shit with you that I want to see this dream come true just as much as you do.
Right. Not at that point. Not at that point, because she was tired. She woke up every morning like an 8-year-old woman.
Right. And I've lost everything. So if I give up on you, if I give up on you, I too am now dead.
So you just gonna thug it out regardless?
No, I'm not saying, but I can't give you a time.
I understand.
Can't give you a
so
time
when I understand where I you're coming know. From, though. I
because I have from. She has lost everything. When you believe in somebody so much and you have to cover for his ass, for your sisters that's dogging him out, society is dogging him out, and you have fed into this dream. When you stop feeding into the dream,
Dr. Lojo is right about that.
So are you saying you would stay? You got to give an answer. Don't cop out. You got to give one of the other.
I do not have to give an answer because I don't have a specific scene of when I would say enough is enough. I think along the way, I would have been saying, babe, look, something. Please give me something. These little odd jobs. I don't think she was as open with him as far as the finances as she should have been, because she, you know, she would show him things and he's like, is this real? And we already talked about his lack of common sense. You're not focused on that. So I think I would have been showing him along the way, dude, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. I can't do it all by myself. You got to give me something.
I would have shut that shit down.
Y'all, I guess because I've been on both sides of it. I am a dreamer myself and I am a wife. A wife.
I'm looking at it from the standpoint of if I'm going to support you and if I'm going to do all that I can for you, I need to see some reciprocation. And he had that lacking throughout the whole movie and literally until the last moments of the movie, the last 30 minutes. Because after they get the divorce, after they are separated for a while, he ends up being homeless, but then he ends up getting back on his feet because of his friend from work. She ends up trying to move on. And then because of his friend from work, I think I don't know if they had a relationship. Or no, that was the same girl. So, yeah. So she gives him a new offer from their boss, because he was working at the kitchen sometimes just washing dishes. She gives him a new offer from her boss, Prescott, and it says it's a check cut for $75 million, and he's the owner of his battery. They just license it out to him.
So he's still getting paid, too.
So basically, it's the best of both worlds.
Beautiful. I got chills.
So he literally busted out into tears. Like, he couldn't believe it himself.
I felt like I made it with him. Watching that movie, I felt like I made it with him.
Yeah, I got chills right now thinking about it.
Yeah,
Watching that movie, I was like, ain't this better, bitch? Because I was like, you divorced the motherfucker, the next day he hit the lottery.
Exactly.
Tiffany's face looked like you felt Taraji at that moment. I saw you just now.
I was like, if you would have waited at least 3 more months, you could have got divorced and some money and some bread. Like,
but you said it wasn't about the money. A while ago, you said that. For her, at the end, it wasn't about the money, which is why that check was not enough.
But see, that's what I'm
saying. It was about the money, though.
Okay, time out.
It was about the money.
Now, here's where we differ.
She said she burned the dress down, and she goes, that's my ring, that's my baby, that's my car, that's my everything.
That's right.
You took everything.
That's right.
Nah, and with $10 million, she could have went and bought it all back.
But no, and if you listen to him,
he has a license.
No, you're not going to tell me you're going to buy me a boat and name it Mrs. Gale after me. And then you go buy that shit for somebody
She's
else.
She's Mrs. Gale now.
And I don't give a fuck.
You left me.
I don't give a fuck.
I gave you everything. Fuck. I made you who you are.
You left
now
me.
This is,
you
now left this me. Is,
I paid
again,
for everything.
Remember what I said?
You left me.
Is. You didn't make him who he is. He was always
he was always. We talked.
I was
remember,
a
we agreed, no, we agreed. On,
I was an investor.
I didn't make him who he
we
was.
We agreed
though.
That he was the same dude from Jump. There was a lot of red flags.
Right.
To me, you knew exactly who
he was. There
was
a lot of red flags, but at the same time, I got into this boat and we rode this. We are at the end. You made it. But I was here from the beginning till the end.
He came
to your end.
He came to her job. Once he got that 75 mil, he cut her a check. He said, look, here's $10 million for all the shit that I put you through. And here's the keys to your mama's house that you lost. He said,
right.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Because that's money and thoughtfulness.
That he had.
That's the first time he was thoughtful.
He got 75.
What difference?
So what do you want? So what? At what point does it make it justifiable?
At least half.
Hell no.
He's still getting money from license.
Hell no.
Yo, what blueprint she put together for that battery? What
She didn't physically make it, but she gave him all the time and consideration, food, and the
that's
roof.
Not.
But let me say this.
That's not the angle. That's not the angle that I would come at this because she was. She was.
Let me say this.
No, listen. That's not the angle I would come at because she was. She wasn't shooting with him in the gym, but she provided the gym.
Right.
So like he was for him to do his work. Now I will say this: when he told her, "Are you sure you want this divorce?" She said yes. When he even came up to her,
anything yet.
Listen, when he came up to her with the check, she didn't even know he had a check. She was like, "I am not getting back together with you at all."
That's what she
said.
And
he was like, "Cool, I just want to do this for you because I appreciate you and I will always love you." From then on, once you get the divorce. Bitch, I ain't got to do shit for you. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, you don't have to.
Right. I ain't got to do shit for you. Because you saw what he did when he was in the marriage. So he can do a lot less in the divorce.
Correct.
So when he gave her that money and the deed to her crib or to her mom's crib, that was a clean slate. That's the cleanest slate you ever did.
No, it wasn't.
That's the cleanest slate you could do for that situation.
It's never enough.
At that point in time, it's
20 years of my life.
If I was with a chick, like an 8-year-old woman,
$500,000 working per year. Two jobs, paying for every single damn thing this guy was using.
Listen, she got half. You still it's not enough. If I was, she got everything. You give everything. It's never enough.
$10 million is plenty. And then if she needed more, I think he still would have broke off maybe another $5 million.
He
still would have been okay.
No, he wouldn't because that girl wouldn't have let him.
It wasn't the money and it wasn't the amount of money, and that's what I keep going about. It was not the money.
So what is it then? What is he supposed to do? You just told him for the millionth time, like he said, when he walked in the office, she told him she didn't want him back again.
So here's what I think. Here's the hopeless romantic in me. She got tired. Don't put your head down, KP.
No, I was going to put my head down, too.
Don't do that. I don't care. I'm a hopeless romantic. And
but you know what?
No, I agree with you.
Now, let her speak.
As a girl, I agree with you.
Let her speak.
She kept saying, I'm tired. I'm tired. I don't know if y'all ever been tired, okay, in a relationship. But she was tired. She didn't say, I don't love you. I don't believe in you. I don't want you. She said, I'm tired. Okay.
And he could have done something about that.
He could have done something about that. When you came into that money, even though I told you I don't want you, what I'm saying to you is I don't want this struggle anymore because I'm tired.
It don't matter, though.
So he should have come to her and say, baby, I did it. I did it. After all of this time, I did it. I know you don't want to hear shit else, but I did it. And I want to continue the rest of this with you.
Because he gave the word saying, I want to do this for the rest of my life with you.
Right.
And my thing is, he should, like, after he gave her that check and all that other shit she was asking for, I would have told her, tough titty. All right, you know what I'm saying? You gave me the divorce papers when I said, are you sure? You made every decision from after that RV shit. Yes, I'm going to keep harping back to it. Every decision is on you.
Correct.
The red flags was right there. You knew exactly who I was when you met me. What is that Maya Angelou quote? When a nigga revealed himself to you the first time, believe it. He was the same motherfucker from...
That?
So I
don't know.
I'm off the cognac, so I don't know. I might be.
you know what he's saying. You know what he means.
It was Maya or Beyonce.
My brother.
That's what I'm saying. Nonetheless, it was from somebody.
Maya or Barack Obama.
any famous black person, they said it. All right. All I'm saying is this.
Every black person.
All I'm saying is this. He did not like. I look at people's characters like what. Did you do and what didn't you do? He didn't do a lot at first. We talk about 20 years of an unhappy marriage, pretty much. But in the end, he made sure that he showed how much he cared for her in the back end. It's like that investment that you get in early and you wait for the money in the back end.
I have another question too. So getting 10 mil makes you feel or made her feel some type of way, obviously, right?
Yeah, she fell in love with him again.
So would getting giving
she never fell out of love with him.
Yeah, but would getting
chill out with that.
She never fell out of love with him.
But getting 10 mil, you felt some type of way about something, right? Would getting half made you feel any better?
No. It's not
for her. It's not about the money.
So
it wouldn't make it. It wouldn't make it feel any better.
Okay,
but at the same time, at least it's half.
That don't make sense.
So that makes no sense. Then.
That's you being petty at this point.
Yeah.
No, think about it. At least,
that's just being petty.
That's just being petty.
No, originally when I was watching the movie, though, I was like, I should be taking the 75 mil, the whole damn thing.
Why are you so?
Because I did everything.
No, you said
I did everything so that you can get there.
You're only entitled to the things that you've lost.
Right.
So she lost $300,000 and her mama house. He paid her back with interest.
Yes.
Times 5, times 10, times 20.
What about my time? What about my work? What
he
about
lost time too.
But that's
he
why, could, that's does why getting he half his, does
he
getting
he could still have kids. His nuts was still working. It was just her over
getting half. Okay.
Of him
he left that alone too.
Because he fucked up. No. She did crazy stuff.
So all that
stuff.
Time he lost though. No, all that but, time he lost does half make up that time either?
No. And on top of that, all that time you lost, yeah, we could talk about time, but you continued this relationship. You asked for the divorce anyway, so right. You could have asked for the divorce early or sooner than later. But you asked for it at the time you did.
Yes.
Once you ask for a divorce, nope. You can't tell me that, oh, she always loved him. She still... Nigga, when you ask me for a divorce, that means you done with
and
me.
And that's why she went all crazy
she
on Facebook.
She didn't even look at it
when he said, look me in the eye.
He gave her when he was...
No, here's the thing. When she was on a date with that guy that her sister was like setting him up for, when she saw him, she felt bad for him. She was still in love with him.
That was
she
a rebound. We all feel
no,
bad
wasn't.
About a rebound. Don't
right.
we all feel bad about a rebound?
She was on the date with a rebound. But what Tiff is saying is she was when she saw
when
her
she
husband,
saw her
she
husband,
was still
ex-husband.
In love with him.
She was like, I still love him.
Because he's
that's
a millionaire, of course.
No, he wasn't.
No,
he
when
was
he's working
a
in the kitchen
at the time.
He's working in the kitchen.
No, she was
when it was working.
She was pissed
on her.
She was pissed when he was
working.
She was.
She said she was angry, but at the same time, I still love this man. She talks about that.
She could have. She could have ran and jumped in his arms at that point.
Why did she take him back? Why did
she? Tired. Okay. She was also talking
right.
about, oh, this is a reason.
So that's what I'm saying.
I'm actually
so this
relearning
is she,
how I should be treated.
So this
the whole
is what
time.
She should have right. said. She said, "I'm not in love with you, but I still love you." You ever heard that? That's usually that bullshit way of saying like it's not you, it's me.
Yes,
it's like,
same
it's
thing.
Like I'm
yes.
not
same
in love
thing.
With you anymore, but
it's
I still love.
The same thing.
So because if you were in
who
love
said
with
that?
Me, yeah, I've heard this.
My Angelou said
this. Nah, this is from experience in past relationships. I'm putting y'all on some game, but no, when you say that type of shit. Or when you bring off that type of action by letting that... He was homeless. He stayed in a homeless shelter. He got his phone stolen by some bum off the street. Mm-hmm. So, like, he was at his worst. Like, he didn't even have a address to even get a phone call from Prescott. The girl that he was working with that he had a good relationship with, she was the one who had to call him at work saying, like, what's
if
going
it
on?
Wasn't for, if it wasn't for that girl, the wife... He would have been living like that the whole time.
If
and
it wasn't,
he would have never made that battery.
If it wasn't for the side chick, he wouldn't have made it for real.
Well,
no, it wasn't.
I would be honest with
that
you.
Girl,
yeah,
okay,
I would be honest
no,
with you.
No, no, no,
but
no
the
you
thing
can't.
Is, like,
because if she didn't, if she didn't provide, if the wife didn't provide for everything, he would have
bomb,
never
yeah.
made the battery.
I'm about to
and
drop
even
a
though
whole
that
bomb.
That girl who was in the RV together, even though she made that to you know top of the you know tier or whatever, working for a Prescott. He wouldn't have a battery. He wouldn't have had it.
Okay,
drop,
here's,
drop
here,
the bomb, bro.
Here's the reality. The only.
I'm gonna take a sip.
I want to see right. if you're gonna say the exact same thing that I'm thinking.
The only special person in that relationship was him because anybody could have provided that boat for him.
Right.
He would have always had that battery, and because he was laser focused, he would have found it.
Bam, bam, yes. bam, bam.
Because he could have still been. In
that and
RV
that was exactly what I was thinking too. Because with that type of. You know, personality that he has, like he would have made it regardless.
By any means necessary.
Yes. He would have made it regardless.
And if he and it, to be honest, if he had a better supporting wife, no, and this is where I'm coming at her. If he had a better supporting wife,
did
it could have been less than
that?
20 years.
Did you just say that?
Correct.
It could have been less than 20
say
years.
That?
No.
It could have been less than 20
hell
years.
Hell no. Yeah. What are you making that supporting for?
Huh?
Yes.
How can you be more supportive?
Because
though?
It's till death do us part. Is it not? Are those not the vows that we take? I'm and like, she, and not only that, and listen, not only that, but on the altar when she was coming up, she was like, I don't even know why I was doing this at the time. Like, she was half-stepping from jump of the relationship. When she first met the nigga, she was saying, he ain't shit. And I had
ever,
to learn how to love him.
Have you ever loved somebody that your family didn't like, your friends didn't like?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And y'all always ditched them.
No. That, not for.
Eventually.
Right. So now
but that's different though because
it's not different.
The difference is
she's saying I love this man no matter what anybody else says.
But you ditched someone at the time where you can't take more of their bullshit. She kept taking
on
his bullshit.
That took her 20 years.
Okay, but at the same time, the time that she got a divorce, she was ready to be done with him. Period. So when you're ready to be done with somebody, period, you can't be half-stepping. Like I said, my reason for being upset with her after the RV is because she was half-stepping the whole time. Because that situation opened her mind to, like, this is where he had me fucked up. I should have broke up with him this time,
yeah.
But I didn't. So I'm going to tell you what happened because I didn't break up with him at this time.
Mm.
Deep.
Nope.
Mm. You just going to say no?
Yep. Nope. 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 Nope.
What else I got to say about this movie? Because I feel like I know I've been shitting on it, but
both people were at fault for certain points.
Right.
So, yes. Yeah, like me, I feel like, you know, he should have definitely told her a lot more shit and been a bit more supportive during the process, especially her being the breadwinner and being the supporter. Mm-hmm. You could have at least, like you said, like rubbed her feet or some shit, you know what I'm saying? But he,
like, she woke up with her back all fucked up. Like, yeah. You could tell, like, she needed a massage. Like, yeah, he fucked maybe up even a blunt.
That would have made me feel some type of way. Like, I got to get out here and do
but
something.
But her, she had enough red flags, and she did all sorts of crazy shit. You know, like the running her car into the fucking RV and shit. And, like, she didn't handle it correctly either.
She didn't do anything else before that. Until they got divorced.
Doesn't matter. Did you see the end of the movie fucking trying to shoot this motherfucker?
But at the same time, she wasn't very vocal about her issues and things she was dealing with.
This is true.
She waited till one of the last seconds to where she was like, when he was like literally tossing the table, like, I'm done. She was like, well, I've been meaning to talk to you about this.
That's when it comes out.
Yeah, like, it's like, okay, like, if I really love you and care about you and I'm invested in your career like this, we're having multiple conversations.
Exactly.
Because I need to know where your mindset
is. And they failed on both sides to do that.
Yes, and that's what it is. This was just a bad relationship. This movie was just a bad relationship. It was also a movie about how black women need to listen to black men and stick it out, you know what I'm saying? Because we do.
Honestly, though, with that point, though, like, I don't even think it's about black women and black men. I think it's just, honestly, men and women in general, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, yeah, we can extend it to them.
Yeah, because, like, honestly, like, I mean, I've dealt with that kind of stuff with my girl personally, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, because of communication issues, that's when issues arise.
Communication is the key. It's number one.
Yes.
You can't do nothing without it.
And I'll admit, as a man, it's mostly us that have the problem with the communication.
Yeah, we do.
I think it's both. I think it's on a case-by-case basis.
I would say majority.
When I say majority, it's us that don't like to communicate. It's men that don't. Men are internalized.
I feel like girls are too much.
Both. I think it's both.
Girls are too much and the guys don't want to talk because girls are too much.
I think it's both.
I still think it's selective. Because women will generally communicate more than guys, but there are still very.
Is that true, though?
Yes.
They'll
talk your ear.
I think I'm speaking generally. Okay. Generally, I think that's how it is. But I still think there are very important things that women may not communicate about. Like, very important things. They will more, but there still may be very important things that they don't, and that causes issues.
Right.
Which is why I say it's on a case by case.
I think communication, there's deeply emotional things
that you kind of have to get to. So they may not, you know, communicate that out because maybe y'all haven't hit that wall yet.
Communication, though, is because, come on, man, like, y'all have been there. What's wrong?
None.
You know, what's going on?
We're talking about bad communication on both sides. Like, women's bad communication in general could be, like, not really being blunt about how you feel, like dancing around the situation. Like,
because
Taraji left a lot of breadcrumbs about her being unhappy, and he just couldn't pick them on him because he didn't have sense.
He was focused.
And his lack of communication was detailing his plan about what I'm doing, what's my mindset, giving you updates on the battery, what I'm about to do. Because, like, that whole electric shit at the house was like, he didn't communicate, like, oh, I want to use electricity to see if my battery works.
I think the communication was the issue.
Because she was just like, you didn't even call the fucking electric man. Right. Like, you just fucking up everything.
Because I'm sure she would have thought, like, how does he not know these things? I'm sure that's what she was thinking.
Yes, the whole time she was just like, how does he not?
And then on his side, I'm sure he's thinking, like, why can't she just be patient? Because this is going
to
be fucking, because, like,
he kept on reminding her, like, I need you to believe in me. Like, you're the main thing that keeps me going. I need you to believe in me.
And I think this is a huge problem
in
a lot of relationships, to be honest with you. Like, with men and women, like, you know, that's the expectation for a lot of women, I feel like. How the fuck does he not know? I'll be honest with you, guys just don't fucking know. Unless you tell us.
Yeah, I need to be blunt. I need you to tell me I ain't shit so I can try to change. You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to tell me that, I'm going to keep doing me.
Yeah, because the women, they'd be like, you're a fucking idiot for not knowing this. Fine, but I need to know.
But the only thing about women is, like, if we do it right back to them, that's when shit get fucked up.
And that's different, though.
I tell you, like, all right, baby girl, you need to clean up your act. You know what I'm saying?
But I can say on our side, we had to be more receptive to those
this is true, too, yes.
Because a lot of times, like, you become very defensive when somebody comes at you a certain way.
Yeah, you can't handle negative criticism.
And that's because most men, like, well, I can't say most men. A lot of men are beat down by the world in their mind anyway. So they feel like at home it should be safe.
Yeah.
So when you get that, it's like, dang, I'm getting it out here and I'm getting it from you.
And another big thing is like, I feel like the difference between a man and a woman, it's women really want to be understood about how they feel. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Without having to explain it all the time.
Right.
I think that's what women see as a perfect soulmate. It's like someone that I don't have to explain how I feel. Like I could just be.
He knows how I feel.
You automatically get me.
Yeah. And with guys, they just want the women to accept them
exactly
for who they are. And I think that's what the main difference
don't
is.
Don't try to change me. Just accept me.
Generally.
Generally speaking. But I'm not saying one side is right or wrong, but I'm just saying I honestly feel
it's
that men and women are just totally different.
Trying to find your perfect spouse is all about preference. Like, who can fit in as many boxes that I like as possible? Mm-hmm. And that's who I'm going to be with.
Can I compromise with the rest?
And I'm glad you brought that, because that's going to transition into my question, my last question about the movie. So,
is it shitty? Yes.
No, that is not my question. I was not going to ask that because I think it's an amazing movie. I think it I think it prompts some great conversations that need to be had about relationships, about mental health, about the therapeutic process, about dreams and support. I just think that it prompts some great conversations.
And so money,
any movie
and
that
money.
Does that, yes, and money. So I think any movie that does that is pretty good.
Right.
But in the end, when he was with the new girl, now granted, she helped a brother out. She did. She helped him out when he showed up all beat up because his wife was about to beat his ass because she thought he was cheating. You know, old girl was like, get your shit together. You're about to go in front of these people. You've been waiting on this for 20 years. So she definitely played a significant role. I will give her that. But in the end, do you think that he was happy with her?
Nope.
Of course.
Yeah, I think so.
Of course. So. Because of 100%. He was at his lowest.
100%?
He was at his lowest, and she accepted him. He was, to be honest, if you're looking at it at the end of the day, like, he really wanted someone who just believed in him. Like, he would love anybody who would love him.
For 20
How
years.
Can you she not
did.
Believe in somebody
she gave up.
When he
she
has
gave up.
$75 million?
This, who asked for the divorce? Who asked for the divorce?
Listen.
Doctor, when you asked... When you ask for a divorce, when you're asking for a divorce, you giving up. Is
are
that not married? Giving up on a relationship?
Are you married? So, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Have you ever been married?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
No.
Have you ever been married?
About to.
Have you ever been married, Tiff?
No.
Have you ever been married, KP?
Can I ask you a question?
Have you ever been married, KP?
Wait, can I ask
Just answer real quick. Because she's going to...
Okay, no.
Okay. So, everybody listening, I am the only person sitting around this table
yes,
that
ma'am.
Has ever been married.
Yes, ma'am.
Just because you get a divorce... does not mean that it is over.
That's
it
not what I'm
not
saying.
Mean that
for both
no
sides,
longer
though?
In love
that's
with
not
that
what
person.
I'm saying. I'm, for my you. Only my only point was giving up. Who gave up on the relationship
no,
first?
No, she's they not both. Asking the question though. She's mm-hmm. not.
Okay, I have two questions
yes,
for you.
Yes, sir.
I have two questions for you.
Yes,
the
sir.
The first one, have you ever been in a threesome? New huh? relationship?
A new relationship?
Yeah, that's my first question.
Shut up, Shelton. Yeah, a new relationship?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, now have you ever been in a new relationship with some new money?
Yeah, no. Not okay, really. Okay. Unfortunately, I haven't had that experience yet. I'm waiting for it because I gave up on the dream.
Right. That's why I was hating resentment
is stemming from. My thing is this. Don't come back on the bandwagon when we win in games.
No, boo.
Let me say this.
Not don't come back on the bandwagon
when we win
games.
Let me say this.
Because what was the difference between what he was doing before and afterwards?
Wait.
The divorce, before the divorce and after the divorce.
My question.
He popped after the divorce.
If you really love somebody for that long and she stuck through everything with you.
You still
you are
owe
pay
not
for everything
with $10 million.
You. Really
your feelings for her
wait,
do not
wait.
Go away like that.
Let me talk. If you really... have been in love with somebody for 20 some years and she stuck throughout everything. Yeah, you're divorced, but at the same time, just because you have a new chick around and you're sharing everything, you mm-hmm. talked about everything with the previous girl.
Right.
All of this stuff that you're sharing with her is with the
did
other
you see,
girl.
Did you
right.
see on IG?
Dreaming. You're
you,
dreaming about it.
Did you see his IG
with that
page?
Other girl.
Did you,
you
see his IG page?
Oh my
yeah. God. He was like, we are the motherfucker.
Yeah, but it's gonna go away.
And
though.
Let me
ain't going away. This
it's gonna go
she's
away.
Been following these motherfuckers for
of
months.
Course he did. But do you know how many guys in real life are on vacation?
We don't know real
with
life.
Their wives.
We don't know.
And they
fictional.
Still text.
This is fictional.
The side piece?
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. Time out.
What
I was gonna say is this.
What?
Your question is inconclusive, and let me say why I say that. Because, like you said. He does.
He put a $10 word out.
Yeah.
Actually, he put a $10 million word
out. It would have been, if she hadn't went crazy, it was to be determined. Because like you said, maybe he was thinking about her. Right. Maybe later on he would.
Right. What about Till Death Do Us Part? What about that?
But maybe
we're not talking about that.
No, because we're talking about y'all keep on saying she was in love with him the whole time.
Are we talking about why did she get a divorce?
What was the divorce for?
There are a lot of kinds of death. Crazy.
There, you really want me to get deep?
Go ahead.
Lots of types of death.
Yeah, it is.
When we talk about Till Death Do Us Part, most people are thinking of physical death. What about an emotional death? What about a spiritual death?
Our dream died.
All of those things. Yes, the dreams that. Yes, all of those things. But she never stopped loving.
When we talk about death, something ends, right? Something that was alive is now gone.
Let me tell you the key.
We're talking about their marriage. Marriage is the death.
Yes.
Not their physical lives.
But once
you are married
to somebody and you do take that vow, if you meant it when you stood, because some people get married and they're like, let's just try it and see what happens.
True.
And 2 years from now, we get a divorce and you move on and you're good.
But if we stood in front of these people
and took these vows and we meant it, when we get a divorce,
that's just scary.
I am still ingrained in the fiber of who you are.
Are you not able to be questioned on if you meant it or not then?
But here's the thing though, too. Let me say this. What you said is true. She still loved him.
He still loved her.
But that doesn't mean he had to be with her.
No, he didn't have to be with her.
He loved her.
You from afar.
He loved her. He wasn't in love. He wasn't in love with her no more.
Right.
Okay. That's what we talk. You might not be in love with me, but you gonna think about me when you on Mrs. Gale with your new boo.
Another thing I want to bring up. You gonna think about that. I got 65 mil.
She gonna always wonder too. So y'all ain't gonna be able to enjoy that.
And I got a girl.
Go right ahead.
I got a girl that can give me some babies too. I got a girl that's giving me some babies. I'm
speaking of.
Did he not get abused by her sisters? What did he say to her in that conversation they had in front of their front door? He was like, I know you don't really love me like you used to because you ain't even defend me in front of your sisters. He been getting talked about her sisters from the jump.
I got one more point.
That was a love blow. Just
kind of came to mind and I saw it off another review I saw. Mm-hmm. But it took, 18-20 years, right, mm-hmm. for that dream to actually happen, right? And she couldn't get pregnant. So in a way, if you think about it, this battery was that baby that they could never have. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So if that's the point, can you really give up? Like, let's say if this was a kid. Can you really give up on that kid after 20 years? No. Mm. You want to keep working on it until this kid blossoms or changes or something, right?
She didn't want to give up either, y'all. She did not want to give up.
So then what does she do?
She was tired.
But what does she do?
She wanted a break.
We could debate on feelings all we want.
She didn't
want to
break.
What
though.
Were
she
the actions of the case?
Yes.
That was a break.
That's what I was going to say. A divorce is a break?
It was a break for her.
A divorce is not legally a break.
I get what y'all are saying. I really, really do get where both of you are coming from. But the point remains, it just wasn't meant to be.
Exactly.
What wasn't meant to be?
This is a bad relationship.
It was a bad relationship.
I agree, it was a bad relationship.
Hold on, man. I want to go back to this, though. A divorce is a break?
We ain't even going to talk about that because we already know that's
ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
She was just tired, and she signed the paper. She was tired, and she wanted to, you know.
For some of
you. No, because he tried to have a conversation with her.
A divorce is a break.
He tried to have a conversation with her. He said, look me in my eye. I want you to really know that I do care about you. She ain't even look up. At that point
because
in time,
she was tired.
It's done. I'm wiping my hands with
it's
you.
It's 20
I'm
years
done.
Of
They pop bottles of champagne.
The whole time.
Yes. He said, do you want to come or no? She said no. It's it.
No, not even. She got fucked that night.
It shouldn't have been that easy.
He did not tell her that the struggle was over.
So if he did, would that have changed it?
Yes. It didn't.
Yes. Doesn't that make it more fucked up though? Doesn't that make it more? At that point, that just becomes a matter of money.
She was done.
She was tired.
Hold on.
She wasn't tired enough to ride Devin's dick.
Because
that night
break.
That day was they got divorced. She popped the bottle and she damn near popped the molly too.
At that point, when he said, "Babe, we made it. I'm a fucking millionaire. Do you want to come or stay or go?"
He didn't say that. He never gave her.
What I'm saying though is, if he did. Would she have stayed or go?
She would have stayed.
She would have went back to him.
Then it's about the money then.
It was always about the money.
No, then at that point, everything that I have stuck with you through, everything that you have fought for
and getting rewarded,
it has a monetary value on it then, right?
But it has a monetary value.
So then it's about money to a certain extent.
Semantics, yes. But you have sold me
the dream. And that's why the check is not enough. Because, yes, I could go out with this check and get my own suite on at the penthouse place. I can go out and buy my own boat. But it's not going to be with
Tiffany,
you.
What part of the movie did she really start going crazy and start doing the Indian praise dance and stuff? Was it before the check or after the check?
It was way before the check.
It was after the check.
It was way before the check.
I'm talking about when she was in her living room doing the damn praise
dance. I was dancing with her. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Let's speak in hypotheticals, though.
What
is this?
Let's speak in hypotheticals, though.
Shout out with them dances, yo.
What if he was going to tell her, we made it? Let's be together. And she shut him down before he even got a chance.
That should have been those the first words out of your motherfucking mouth.
He didn't get a chance.
Words out
if
of your
really
mouth.
If you really wanted to, KP. You would have said, hey, babe, I made it. I came here so I can please you.
But when you fail so many times, sometimes you don't want that.
KP, let me ask you a question, KP.
Yeah.
If you got divorced by your wife, she breaks up the divorce, right? Time has gone past. She hasn't called you. You haven't called her. The whole situation with you and your business, you get it off going. You still care about her, so you come to her job, ask for her, presence just so you can have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
She comes to you, and you say nice things, and the first thing that come out of her mouth is, we not ever getting back together.
Conversation over.
At that point, do you feel like she still is in love with you, or does she still love you?
Oh, no.
Nah. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. And why do you feel that way?
Because, like, I came all the way up here to tell you about something. That's the first thing you got to say to me. We haven't talked this long. I'm out.
I do understand that part. I know she was frustrated and she shouldn't have done that. But at the same time, if you are that tired, if you saw somebody trying to like flirt with you or whatever, then wouldn't you have said something?
But you're making excuses for her fucking up the bag. In this hypothetical situation, you're saying, okay, I'm saying that, I would say conversation's over. You're saying, oh, no, but she was so tired.
What was the longest relationship you guys were in?
Who does that help?
What was the longest relationship you all had?
I think that's irrelevant.
It is relevant.
I think it's irrelevant.
Because it shows how long you have been, stuck through somebody.
It's irrelevant because she got the divorce.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, everything, I agree with everything.
She was tired.
I agree if he brought up the divorce, but because she brought it up.
She was excited to see him.
She was ready to get off this train.
She was just saying that.
Once you get off this train, you can't get back on the tracks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's. Well,
you can't say she was just saying that. Like, divorce is a big. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But basically, what it comes down to is choice.
Yeah.
You have two parties, and nobody's holding the gun in anybody's hand saying you got to be together. So if that is true. But if you walk away, I'm free to do whatever I want to do. I can chase you if I want, or I cannot if I want. It's up to me.
Exactly. I already know what that pussy is like. I had that pussy for 20 years. I'm trying to get some new pussy.
That's it.
Wow. Last thoughts. Last thoughts on acrimony.
So my last thoughts
new
is, relationship pussy. I think it was an absolutely amazing movie. And I think that it's great that it prompts these types of discussions because, again, as a therapist, I think there are so many pieces to this that people don't talk about up front. We don't talk about how long I'm going to stay with you through the struggle because I don't think that there's a concrete answer for that. I don't think any of us could sit here and say, I'm going to stick with you for 2.5 years. And then if you're not done, I'm done. And so I personally really, 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 I appreciate the movie. I think, it's just a really good movie about relationships and the things that we do and the choices that we make in relationships.
Yo, I'm all for the guy who has a dream, is laser focused, and says by any means necessary, I'm a do that shit and I'm gonna figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That shit really resonates with me. Now, granted, he didn't go about all that shit the right way,
mm-hmm.
But at the very core, that shit resonates with me.
Thank
so.
You, KP.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
No worries. No worries.
I appreciate that.
I feel like this is one of those movies that you have to watch as a couple and kind of see if you guys are actually seeing each other eye to eye.
Never advise for that.
Eye to eye.
I would. I do.
Because
I think
I'm going to have that motherfucking 75 plus million.
Yes. Yo,
I promise you.
This
and,
is,
and I've had my girls, homegirls hate on me and like my nigga, I'm about to motherfucking win.
Yeah.
So
right.
I would say this is not a constructive conversation to have. This is a hypothetical that would lead to an argument.
No,
that would lead me to not getting no pussy tonight. I'm cool on that. There's no conversation I need to have.
Without pussy for a night to keep your 75 away.
Not willingly. I'm not gonna just throw up pussy for no reason. Are you acrimony? You shitty ass movie.
You crazy, bro.
If you're really thinking about a marriage with somebody.
That pussy gone.
I'll throw it away for a week.
This ain't Garfield pussy. Keeping, you know what I'm saying?
I don't give a damn, bro. And you got to see, that's what laser focus is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, bro.
And that's why I was.
I don't give a damn about this. Yo.
And for me, for my last thoughts, this made me realize. If you want to live out your dreams and do that, be realistic with it. Not just realistic with yourself as far as your path, but realistic with your relationships with other people. Mm-hmm. If you're going to fully commit to something, fully commit to that. So tell them up front, this is my priority. If you're down with it, you're down with it. If not, that's cool, but I'm letting you know up front. Mm-hmm. Be up front with people from the jump, because eventually they will resent you like she did down the line because of the bullshit you will put them through.
Right.
Don't sell dreams.
Do good business. And do good by people.
Yes. That's down the line.
What?
if you up front first, we ain't got to do business. I know you ain't really thinking about me.
I meant do good by people.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I meant. I apologize.
You good? Mm-hmm. Okay. I think for me personally, it was, I didn't really enjoy the movie that much, but it was an okay movie. But I think it's a very rich movie in a sense where it does bring up a lot of
like what ifs,
not what ifs, but like a lot of struggles that couples might go through, and a lot of points. And I think it touched on a lot of points that couples do need to talk about. And not necessarily y'all should watch the movie together, but there are a lot of points that does need to be talked about, and there's a lot of difference that should be covered. So it was a really rich movie in that sense.
Bro, what if you become like the next, and this is not a racial thing, but like Jackie Chan, because he sings and he's like a world renowned singer and like a big, and like you're gonna have, I mean, this is a conversation that you're gonna have. God forbid if y'all end up like a splitting, like you giving her half of the empire.
Yes.
He's saying I'm gonna have a prenup if I'm about to be Jackie Chan rich.
You know what? If I was at a certain point of rich, I would give her half, because I feel like I'll still make more.
If you thug it out with me, you deserve.
But at the same
half.
Time, sure. But at the same time, late. Like you can't feel petty over 10 mil and half, because at that point,
it's about the money.
You don't care about me; you care about.
And
my
they
success.
Say they say once you're at 10 mil to 30, 40 mil, the living is not a huge difference. It's the same thing. And you're in the same bracket.
But what I have heard is that you have to have a different mindset making 10 mil from making like 50 mil from making 100.
This is true too. Yeah, this is true. But the bracket, I feel like.
Like lifestyle.
Lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about how to get more money. We're just talking about like what you already got, how you've been living.
And I feel like if I'm going to give you 10 mil and you're going to be acting a fool like that, like just going fucking crazy. Like shit.
Yeah,
I wonder what she would have felt like after giving her half.
Exactly. He already gave her 10 mil and a house and like I'm sorry.
Because it wasn't even just the money. It was I gave you 10 mil and I did some thoughtful ass shit like the house. Like that was some thoughtful ass shit. Like
it
he really thought.
Thoughtful.
Yeah.
It was thoughtful, but you should have given me the house back. You should not have written me a check. You should have come, and your first word should have been, baby,
and
I
this
did
is
it.
True.
Dr. Baby, Love we Joy. Did it.
That is true, and I agree with that
it
point.
It ain't we. We ain't do shit.
She ain't baby no more. He got a new girl now.
We ain't do shit. We ain't get kicked out and had to stay in homeless shelters.
It was
we ain't have to wash
movie.
Dishes. All right.
For 2 weeks, 2 months.
He was gone. It was
versus
months.
Too many years. Really?
She was never washing dishes. She was cleaning shit.
Shelton, what's your final thought?
I just thought it was a really good movie. I'm a fan of Tyler Perry. I think that anything that makes you think, good or bad, makes you angry at some point.
It makes you think regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking, why am I watching this? But go ahead.
But even
you're gonna go home and watch it again. And
he's gonna watch it again.
Say, let me see what Dr. Lovejoy was talking about. Let me see.
I'm trying to cleanse my palate
if
of this
perspective
now.
My perspective will change.
But there's so many. Anytime you have a movie where you get so many different angles from different people, like everybody saw something different, that makes it a good movie. If we all saw the same movie, it wouldn't. I won't say that.
I'll say the concept is good. The execution, I didn't really care for. I'd rather see Undercover Brother than watch this movie again.
So, I get where you're coming from.
That's not low-key Undercover Brother hate, is it? Because that's
no, classic. I'm just saying it's a movie that I would not brag about seeing, pretty much.
Undercover Brother?
Have you rewatched it? It's really, it can never be made now.
You're right, I haven't rewatched it.
Rewatch that motherfucker, you're like, wow, this movie was actually in theaters.
Alrighty, you guys. Well, that was awesome. Listen, I am very grateful that we had this conversation because we started talking about it months ago on Black Korea podcast, and I got so passionate
she was upset.
About it and was upset, and I just really, really wanted to be able to sit down and have a conversation about this movie. So I am very appreciative
that I appreciate
we were able to do this tonight.
I appreciate y'all coming through for Frames Per Second. I appreciate Thanks FIFO, for having us. Mr. 24/7 for setting this up. Y'all definitely great conversation. The next movie y'all see, we're gonna have to discuss again. I hope it's something as interesting as Acrimony. I mean,
say that again.
I hope it's something better than Acrimony.
No,
I had a correct.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm drinking, I'm drunk at this point.
I'm a therapist.
I'm drunk at this
point. What did you say? Can you say what you said again?
I'm a drunk man.
Exactly what you said again.
I'm a drunk man at this point.
But can you say exactly what you said?
I said Acrimony is one of the worst movies ever.
That's not what you said, sir. We will not paraphrase. Right. I do believe you said.
FIFO, edit this out. All right.
I do believe you said, I hope the next movie is as interesting as Acrimony. I do believe that that is what you said, sir. Is that what you said?
I agree.
I wish I had a microphone.
Right.
Is that what you said?
I agree.
Okay.
In the words of Maya Angelou, this was an awesome movie.
That's the rock.
But I again appreciate y'all coming through and let us know in the comment section what y'all thought about Acrimony. Am I wrong or am I right? Is Dr. Lovejoy onto something? Is Tiffany right about the half? Like, how much is how much is equal in a divorce settlement?
Should have been the whole damn thing.
No matter what you
see, it's never enough.
It's never enough. It comes out
because it's not about the money.
Oh, is money is God. Can women ever be satisfied? Those are the questions that we are asking.
That is not the question that we are asking.
I can't go to the strip club, and I got to give you everything.
You can go to the strip club. Let's go. Let's go.
It ain't a week. But that's us for
Monday
this week.
Monday night is the best.
That's us for this week. We about to go to the strip club. We out. Peace.